Hey, this is Cleveland Brown, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast. I guess your TV must be broken. Ha! Just kidding. Actually, I'm not kidding. You're bored.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. It's about last night.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about being a phone sex operator?
Yeah. You want to hear my how it would go?
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Just because the way you did that, you leaned into the mic, and yeah. Not that I've seen a phone sex operator live, but I feel like the performance you just gave is right. How I picture it. Like, you have to lean in. It's like acting right. In a voiceover booth. You got to get into it.
Yeah, you can't just, like, you see a lot of impressionists. They don't just do the voice. Like, their face changes and does the impression.
The voice of Buzz Lightyear, he doesn't just stand back and scream it. He gets in, he goes, Tim Allen goes, I am Buzz Lightyear.
That's right.
So you're like, I am a hand going inside of you.
Yeah, exactly.
So how would you
It's like when John Cena does that bull, you know? Like, he really is, like, he's, you know, chesty and, like, pushes his
Is John Cena
like
the bull? The bull?
No.
Yes.
Yeah, for Ferdinand.
Ferdinand. It's new. I'm topical, baby. What? This isn't even out
Ferdinand?
Yet.
Dude,
yeah, Ferdinand.
Watch some previews every now and then, Brad.
Well, I don't see kids' movies.
Well, neither do I. But I watch a lot of pro wrestling because I'm an adult.
And that's where they advertise kid movies.
Yeah. Hello. Yeah. John Cena's going to have some cross promotion on the old USA Network.
A little bit.
You know he's going to do some sort of Ferdinand, like, get in the ring with Ferdinand, right? Like,
hey, creation. If you're going to make water that's pink, don't make it taste like water.
Yeah, it kind of tripped me out.
It says there's rose petals from Shiraz.
Sorry, I shake the gears so Shiraz? But I took a drink of this water, and it's pink, but it tastes like it's clear.
Yeah. Also, rose petals from Shiraz. Do you think if I'm drinking water with rose petals, I really care about the geographical origin of where
Wait,
you got the
you
petals from?
Are they free range?
These gluten-free petals. Yeah.
Wait a minute. These roses taste like they're from Georgia.
These roses weren't harmed, were they?
That's so funny. This tastes like potpourri.
Were they force-fed plant food?
Yeah, I want to know what they ate before I eat them. Did they have this kind of water? Because that'd be like really carnivore-ish.
Right. Is this their piss?
Did you water them with the rose petal water?
Yeah, I want to know
going
on.
Cannibalistic.
It just goes into itself forever. Like that snake that swallows its tail.
Exactly.
All right, so phone sex operator. And by the way, you can adjust that mic however much you need, Jeff. You're a tall dude if you want to pull that up.
So thanks for calling. What do you look
like? Wait, here we go. Let me set it up. Let me be...
That's how I start.
What do you look like? Because I can't do it unless you're hot.
Yeah, hey, you know, describe yourself. And then whatever she says, I'm into it.
Here we go. I got you. Ready? Here we go. I'm calling.
All right. Creation Sex Line, you're speaking to Jeff.
Oh, my God. That's so crazy because I literally just drank a rose petal water from Shiraz.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Tell me more.
Well, now I'm pouring it all over my tits.
All right. Hey, let's try to start, you know, a little appropriate.
No,
then we'll
I
get
jump
into that.
Right into it.
Well, because this is, like, timed. Watery. So it's like my boss.
Watery boobies.
Just like, Craig? What if she just jumps right into
Christ.
It? You know what? Just kind of go with it, but just keep her on the line.
Thank Hello.
You.
Hello, I'm playing with myself.
Oh, sorry.
Thank
yeah.
You.
Describe your boobies to me.
Well, just okay. Well, they're like double Fs, and one of the nipples
Fs.
Is bigger than the other. But
I'm into that.
Oh, good. Okay.
That's weird.
Actually, they're both weird
that.
Nipples.
Hey, she has different sized boobs, Craig.
Who are you talking
don't
to?
Don't insult it. Just keep going. Keep
oh,
on
they're
the line.
Great.
Can you please
they're...
focus on me and
my
obscure nips?
So, keep talking for longer.
Okay. But this seems like it's supposed to go the other way.
No. I'm really into it.
Okay, good.
I'm touching my wiener.
Call it a wiener.
My fault. I'm touching my cock.
There you go.
Oh, God, the way you said
it's full of blood right now.
Jesus.
Don't say blood.
Oh, God.
Just like I have to...
say you find her hot.
Can I put you on hold?
No. Describe your hand.
Can I put you on hold?
A phone
Can That's I be how on? I make sure that they stay on the line.
Yeah. Dude, just put them on
getting
hold.
A lot of calls here.
That is so funny.
I just got double called.
Can you...
Yeah. That's a whole new category of porn.
Trying to juggle both phones. Yeah. What? Which one are you?
Yeah.
I might be the worst phone sex operator of all time.
Dude, that's such a funny. That could be. That's an opening to a pilot, dude. That's so funny.
I've been fired from 17 phone sex companies, but it's my dream.
Yeah,
because one time I now what? Now what's the hold music for a phone sex company? But like
it's got to be sexy stuff.
R. Kelly, probably. All
right. So yeah, because it's not like just they play Mumford and Sons or something.
Ooh,
like,
I could
like that.
Get into that.
It probably is up to the company. You know,
if I had mine, it'd just be Goo Goo Dolls.
Yeah, it'd have to be.
Oh, nonstop.
Nonstop. That's it's all that I sexy care about. Music or some Casey and JoJo.
Goo goo all over these ladies.
are you excited for the holidays? How does Jeff Dye get into the holidays? Are you a spirited dude? Do you listen to the music? Like, what do you?
Oh, I see. Yeah, I love Christmas.
Do you love going to the coffee shop and getting a new
spice latte or whatever the hell?
I love those.
Yeah,
love them.
I'm into
What's
that.
The first thing that, like, once it started to decorations started to go up, did you go, oh, hell yeah, I'm pumped for?
I love Halloween.
Yeah,
that's my holiday.
That's your favorite.
That's my favorite holiday
you,
of all time.
You on your Instagram, you might be the only guy I know that actually went in multiple costumes.
Yeah, I do like five a year. I'm like obsessed with it
because I know a lot of girls do like that. Okay, for this party I'm gonna be
right. I do that
slutty
too.
Princess, and then not, this party
I go slutty Punisher, slutty Terry Bradshaw.
Oh, slutty Terry Bradshaw was hot this year.
Yeah, it really was.
A lot of wiener cleavage.
Pressing the balls.
By the way,
up
wiener cleavage, I think is playing the Forum next Saturday.
They're fantastic. Yeah.
They're really good.
They stole my line.
Yeah.
They stole my name.
Wait, so you go multiple costumes. I think actually last time you were here was after you had just gone to the Halloween party where you met Beyonce, right?
Oh no, I think we might have talked about it, but that must have been like 3 years ago.
Okay, but yeah. We talked about it last time.
Yeah.
Did you do any extravagant or just kind of bounce around?
Nothing that exclusive, to be honest.
Did you hang out with normal people this year?
Nah, man. No, there was like exclusive people at these
here,
regular
son.
Yeah, parties.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
Yeah, yeah. You're.
That's just a joke, man. I wasn't trying to sound like Neil Brennan. Yeah. I hang out with regulars all the time, dude. I love regular people. Hell, I'd even hang out with his regular brother.
Okay, so
yeah, you had two costumes. You had Punisher and what else?
Well, I'm trying to think. So that's another thing. Is like I like to get the credit for saying how many costumes. I was flattered when you were like, yeah, you went as a bunch. But I repeat from year to year. Like, I have a closet full of costumes, and I just kind of repeat stuff.
Too. Hey, I totally think that's cool, because I've got a toad costume, and when a dwarf goes as toad,
dude,
it's like, it's like, never is that not a good thing.
Easily the best Mario Kart choice.
Thank you.
Yeah, easily.
Okay, thank you.
Who's your go-to Mario Kart?
Always toad.
Probably Luigi. Mario just
You're
seems
kidding.
So obvious to me.
Really?
Yeah. What, you think I should go Mario?
No, I just never heard anyone say that.
Yeah. They're all. It's always like Bowser or like Peach or. Yeah.
What's yours?
Yeah.
Katie?
What's your go-to?
Yoshi.
Which is adorable choice.
I didn't even hesitate. Who's a whore?
Whoa.
Wait, who's a whore? Yoshi?
She called Princess Peach a whore.
I mean. Ooh. I wouldn't say whore, but just
aggressive.
I mean she really likes to drag Mario on a lot.
Well, I was suspicious. Yeah. Like the first time you get kidnapped, it's like, hey, anything could happen.
Right.
But how many times has she been kidnapped by Bowser? I'm starting to think there's something going on.
Yeah, like maybe either she's fucking Bowser or it's like maybe that's on you.
Right.
Yeah.
Or who's her dad? Liam Neeson? Like what's going on? How many times is Peach gonna be stolen?
How many and how many times does Mario have to like go for hours on hours on hours on end to try to rescue her. Finally rescues her. She's home for like a weekend, and then
right.
Bowser fucking takes her out again.
Also, is she? They've never hooked up or not? Are they married?
I don't know.
I think she would.
It's a queer.
Eventually marry Mario.
Yeah, you're like, hey, put a ring on it.
Yeah, I mean, what is going on?
I mean, maybe that's why Mario keeps trying to rescue her because she's a princess, so she's got money.
Ooh.
So like, Mario's a plumber, so he's like, so he's like, oh shit, I got to get in on that princess money.
I get that. I hope that he's not like that. I think he's he's risking his life and stuff.
Yeah, he seems like an honest dude.
Seems like a good man. So you know, my go-to Mario Kart choice.
Yeah.
Toad is always the fastest and best.
Yeah.
Best handling, quickest.
But that's my because go-to dwarves are always the best.
Is
exactly.
Donkey Kong.
Yeah. Donkey Kong.
Yeah.
Okay, is that just because you like to bump people?
Yeah, I thought he was cool.
Yeah.
It's like a big monkey. I want to be a big monkey driving around. So I'm always picking him and then I lose and then I'm like, all right, screw it. I'll get Toad real quick and win this level and then go back to Donkey Kong just cruising.
Have you ever go ahead.
I think Adam picks Luigi because Luigi essentially wears Seattle colors.
Yeah, he is a Seattle green.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
also he's just like, I feel like he does more of the work than he gets credit for.
What is Tony Danza? What is his race?
Luigi. Oh, what is his race?
Yeah, what is he?
He's Italian.
Italian. Yeah. Isn't it Luigi Italian?
I believe yes. so.
I think
I'm
both of them are
a
Italian.
Pattern in
what if they were
Adam
both
likes?
Persian, Mario and Luigi?
He'd have a much nicer go-kart, I'll tell you that.
It'd be a BMW
yeah,
go-kart.
It'd be all sick.
It'd be gold.
And he's driving slow, blasting music, and we'd be like, enough, we get it, you're rich.
Have you ever played in any competitive video game tournaments? You know how you see, like, there's that Fred Savage movie, The Wizard?
Yeah.
Or, like, Xbox
ever.
One does a lot of competitions and stuff. I see where they do the openings. You have?
Well, no, I haven't, but I'm launching a video game channel on YouTube where I just play video games. Yeah, and you guys
through
are welcome
Twitch?
To come on it. We're going to do it through Twitch and YouTube, just, like, post videos
Fuck
daily
yeah,
of, like,
dude.
Or, like, the first 12 episodes are just Donkey Kong Country, which is, like, one of my... I tell
Can
you,
I be honest? That
I
is a
monkeys.
Brilliant fucking idea for you because...
yeah, it's fun.
From when I play video games with you, it's always fun because there's yeah. a lot of... You play video games the way you're supposed to. You have a good time, you get into it, but
yeah.
you talk shit and you commentate the whole
yeah,
time.
Yeah,
it's the best.
Yeah, and like it also brings up a lot of strange questions. You know, like while we're playing, I'm just like, man, like, do you think that a monkey could really fight an alligator?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, those are great questions.
He's just plowing through alligators. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if it'd be
no.
that easy.
And how would it happen?
Right.
Yeah, and then of course, if you play the sports games, you start like arguing about ratings.
Yeah.
Like what?
Yeah, why is yeah. Bo Jackson so good? Yeah.
Oh, my God. I had a dream about Bo Jackson last night.
You did?
Okay. Well,
I'm
and
I had a
was
crazy
just like,
dream
moment through.
No, what happened?
Did he?
Made me remember that he popped up my dream for a minute.
Did he truck stick Brian Bosworth again?
No.
Or was it like a commercial where you're having a dream and then he just kind of popped? You said he popped in.
Yeah. Well, no, so he was. Well, yeah. I mean, the dream was going on, and I
he
walked
was like,
by.
Hey, buy protein bars. I'm like, what? Hey, Bo, man, stop doing commercials during my dream.
You don't have to know everything, Bo.
Is
like
that
when I sleep?
God, going to talk in third person the whole time, right?
Seeing,
Jeff?
Absolutely.
Seeing Celine Dion.
Jeff likes that.
Was amazing, and like I said, I did that because I wanted to, and when I didn't go to the Playboy Mansion because my girlfriend didn't want me to, and I regret that. Mm-hmm. You guys went. Good for you.
Yep. And it was everything that I've ever dreamed it would be.
Bo Jackson, I'm sure, has been there.
Subliminal messaging.
Bo Jackson yeah. in my dream and yeah. commercials in your dream. I think I bought these Celine Dion tickets, and then all of a sudden, hey, I get Facebook and Instagram things being like, Celine's also performing here. And I was
amazing.
Like, I don't want to go see her in Beirut. But go on.
Yeah,
I'm you listening.
Unless, I mean, but then Southwest Airlines is like, what about a one-way ticket to
yeah.
Beirut?
What about yeah. a one-nighter in Beirut yeah. where you can see Celine after? You're like, what?
Yeah,
how is this
yeah.
happening?
So that is already, to me, very suspicious.
Yeah, that is
so
definitely
that's,
creepy.
That is, I think, the next thing before... because well,
there's
look,
a podcast that suggests, it's like one of these conspiracy things I listen to,
mm-hmm.
That Facebook Messenger, if you have it on your phone, listens to your conversations. Like I said, this is very alleged.
Sure.
But they listen to your conversations and then advertise based on what the words they pick up on. So it's not like a man listening to you.
Right.
It's the app.
It's like
hearing what you're talking
so
about.
So if you
and
say
then
Pepsi,
yeah,
then all of a sudden you're
you'll
gonna
get Pepsi ads.
Yeah, or like if you're like, oh man, I really gotta buy some new furniture.
Sure.
Then
furniture stuff will start coming up yeah. on your Facebook ads.
I 1,000% believe that.
Yeah, because the guy was like saying like he was talking about perfume. He's like, I don't buy perfume. I can't recall the time I've ever bought perfume in my life.
Yeah.
And we had a joking conversation about perfume, and the next day all my Facebook ads were perfume.
Yeah, that happened to me recently with Roomba.
Really?
Yeah, because I have one,
yeah.
but it's getting old.
Yeah.
Kind of want to update the Roomba.
Now it's getting all these ads for
it. Yeah, now I'm getting all these ads for, if you like the Roomba, how about the Scuba? You're like, the fuck is the Scuba?
Can I ask you a question?
You know what a Scuba is.
Yeah, I do.
A dwarf question?
Sure, fire away.
Am I
the expert.
Of trash?
Yeah.
For when you said Roomba that I pictured you like riding it around.
Hey,
does that make me a
listen,
bad guy? It made
listen,
me so happy just now.
Listen, I saw a YouTube video a couple days ago of two parents that put their kid's baby seat on top of the Roomba.
Yeah.
And the kid rides on the Roomba and the kid loves it.
Of course.
So
I would love it.
Yeah. So I'm like,
wait, what is a Roomba?
I don't know how it's going to.
Roomba is the robot vacuum.
Oh, shit.
So the little disc
it's
that
incredible.
Goes around your apartment. Yeah.
The problem is that it doesn't hold much. So, like, while it's vacuuming around and stuff, like, you got to empty it all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't hold very much.
That's yeah. that.
I love robots.
Do you?
Yeah,
you think they're coming?
I love robots, man.
You think they're coming
great.
To take over?
Dude, they're...
No, dude, they're here to help, man.
There's a video... There's a video of a robot, I think it's like a Honda robot, jumping... On like doing that J.J. Watt like standing jump
really?
On the blocks and then jumping down and being okay.
So that's how it's going to get you, because all the rich people are like, we need Roombas to do all the floors.
Right.
You can't get a Roomba for each floor.
Yeah. I think no matter what great invention that man comes up with, it always somehow leads back to sex.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So there will definitely be the sex robots.
I'm always afraid
there already are sex
Roomba.
Robots.
Yeah.
You haven't read the articles about these, I think it's the hackers in China that are hacking these robots to be able to think and kill you?
Joe Rogan just retweeted that. That's the only reason I know about this. Well, that exact story.
Sometimes you're looking at some news page enough, or you scrolling through some bullshit and something worthwhile pops up like that. To me, look, that's not something I'm going to lose sleep over, you know, but I bet Bo Jackson knows about sex robots.
Also, there's a risk.
He does know.
There's a risk in having sex with women.
Yeah.
They might kill you. So, yeah, there's a percentage of, yeah, maybe some sex robots might kill me. Sure. Yeah, but like, I got to roll that dice.
Yeah.
Also, I don't mind beating up my sex robot if it tries to murder me. If a woman tries to murder me, I just have to be like, I'm not hitting her. I'm not touching her. Yeah. You do what you want.
Yeah. But guess what? We're going to get to a point where they're going to be like, Jeff Dye beat up his sex robot.
Yeah.
He hit a robot.
He's such a man.
I heard he doesn't even post photos with her on the internet.
Yeah.
He's ashamed of his sex robot.
Not ashamed enough.
I don't
punch
think
her
we'll
the
get
face.
There, but
yeah,
I hope.
No, if she tries to kill me, I'll punch a sex robot.
You'll be like Full Will Smith.
Not afraid.
By the way, what is the trigger to let you know that sex robot has turned a corner and is now like thinking for itself? You know, like is it like
when it
do you do
makes
it, do you,
up its own safe word?
Or
yeah, when it's got its own DMs and stuff.
Or does like it do a move? Like because it's programmed to probably like and love everything you do to it. So if there's a moment where you do one move and the robot just goes, I don't like that. Yeah.
Now you're disappointing the sex robot.
Yeah, except
I'm not
like,
ready for that. And you go,
I get
what?
The impression she's faking her orgasms, this sex robot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's not sincere.
That's how I sound. What do you mean?
Everyone knows that when you orgasm, you go 0001111777.
Oops. I mean, yeah, this is great.
Wait a minute.
I'm enjoying myself. Stop rolling your eyes, sex robot.
Hey, or maybe she says a different number, 00742. It's supposed to be 54.
That's the wrong code.
That's the wrong orgasm code.
Were you thinking of R2-D2 again?
This is
you
bullshit.
Whore. Yeah.
Just lick my BB-8s. Yeah. I do get afraid though that like my Roomba is gonna like have sex with my fax machine or something. Like I'm gonna come home and like it'll be banging my printer and I'm like, hey, get down, Roomba.
Jeff, I thought you were coming home later. I thought you had shows tonight.
You're here to clean the house, not get your jollies with my printer.
Wait, would you go full robot everything if you could? Like, mm-hmm. Yeah, you would.
Yeah, of course. Robots.
Do you want one of those like you want one of those like smart houses where like the entire house is controlled by an iPad?
Yeah, like Bill Gates' house. Have you heard about his house?
I mean, I imagine it's probably great, but what
so
is so great about that
every room is
yeah.
like so when you walk in the room, you have like a thing in your wallet or you have a thing that's on you at all times.
Yeah.
And when you walk into the room, it's only like his son and his mm-hmm. wife and him and a few other people that work there and stuff. So when you walk into a room with that card, everything adjusts to your settings. The lighting, the images that are in the frames,
the
paintings, like it'll be a painting you like will change.
Wow.
The temperature, the lighting, everything goes to your settings in each room. Now, if two people walk into that room, mm-hmm. it does a in-between of the two. So, like, if the four paintings that instead of the four paintings you like, it'll do two you like, and two, like, it's that smart.
Wow.
And I read that, like, a long time ago. So I imagine it's gotten, like, he's done gooder stuff.
I mean, like,
since then.
I would just.
By the way, I love that you still say the word gooder.
Well, I'm telling you, dude, that place is probably legit. It's probably got all the sex robots.
Hey, I just want something like that in my car because I'm tired of having to valet park my car in Hollywood and then, like, the guy brings it back. I'm like, yeah, that's not going to be the settings that I left
it
at.
Exactly. You're like, what is this guy?
Yeah, because I'm fucking 4 foot nothing. He's like, yeah, I put it right back. And you're like, no,
you
fucking
didn't put it right back.
No, you fucking didn't. And now I have to spend another 5 minutes adjusting my goddamn seat.
Like, I've never even thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, Adam and I have talked about doing a prank where I dress up as a valet.
Mm-hmm.
So then someone comes up, I get in to park their car. I can't park the car.
Yep.
And then I make them come out, park their own car, and then I ask for a tip.
Oh, that's amazing. Actually, that's a pet peeve of mine, what you just named. When you have you ever pulled up, this happened, I did Jim Norton and Sam Roberts like podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And so when I pulled up to the thing, it's like SiriusXM or whatever. Yeah. I pull up, and the valet guy goes, hey, man, just see by the dumpster? You can just park right there. And in my mind, I'm like, this is fine. I will. Mm-hmm. But you're the goddamn valet guy. What do you do?
You just tell people
it doesn't
to park
make
there.
Any sense. He was like, yeah, no, it's fine. Just any of these spots. I was like, you do it. I don't care how far.
He's like,
it
I'm going to watch your key, man.
Yeah.
You call yourself a watch a key guy.
What a nuisance. Yeah, exactly. That's not. And it's happened to me a bunch. Yeah.
Also, I'll just park there and take my key. What am I paying? So I'm just paying for the spot now.
Right. It acts like he acted like it was his house or something. Like, yeah no, just park anywhere. Like, you park it.
Yeah.
You
that's
work
literally
here.
Your job.
If
that's
I went to like Taco Bell, they would be like, yeah, man, just go ahead. Like, make a burrito, make whatever. Like, I don't want to. I want you to make me the burritos. Yeah.
I had this argument with my wife the other night because we went to one of those shabu places.
What the hell's that?
That's like a Japanese.
You're so married. What is
I know. Shabu?
Yeah, shabu.
Better be a sex joint.
They better be robots but doing like, your dishes.
But like, you get there and it's like a Korean barbecue type thing where they're like, we bring you the raw meat and then you cook it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, no.
Right.
I'm going out, so I don't have to do that.
Absolutely. No, you went, it was in Sherman Oaks, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, actually.
Yeah, I know the exact place.
Yeah.
And they, like, they're real, they lecture you, like, hey, make sure you use different skewers with the meat, because if you cross, I was like, this is why.
This is why I'm not cooking.
Yeah. Stop making me do all the heavy
lifting. They're like, if you don't do that properly, you're going to get salmonella and die. Yeah. Well, then maybe you should do it.
Yeah, you should be cooking it.
Yeah, because and maybe it's like a secret jealousy thing, because we can't do that.
Probably.
We can't charge $20.
You mean white people? Like, we can't?
I mean, we people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No,
your
no.
people?
I mean, like, dwarves. Anyway.
Oh.
Jews. No.
Yeah. God, when am I going to have a community?
No, but
that's
like,
the worst part of being a straight white male.
Yeah.
I got nothing anymore. Yeah,
you got nothing.
No community. I don't smoke. That's a community. I'm not gay. That's a community.
You're evil. That's what you are.
I'm about to lie just to get into some communities. You gay, man? Yeah, dude. Love the wieners.
I love the wieners.
When we partying? Friday?
When's the wiener party?
Yeah. So lonely.
When's the parade? When's the group outing?
All the white men are just in hiding for jerking off in front of people.
Yeah. Is that like it's like yeah, and then the one community straight white males have was that thing like down in fucking Charlottesville. So it's like I don't want to join that community.
I'm not even that. Yeah, screw
those
guys.
That's the worst community.
I got rid of all my tiki torches.
You have to.
I had to. Yeah,
you ruined like, it.
That was
a statement.
I mean, Nazis have ruined the tiki torch, the mustache, the
right.
Well, not the mustache in full, but like
goose stepping. Saying
I still do that.
Saying hi with a straight arm.
Yeah.
Bad.
Like was that happening before Nazis?
The high with the straight arm?
Yeah,
because I feel like people would, like, hold their arm out to make sure someone saw them, just like, hey, and now you can't do that because it's like, oh, it's
right.
too close.
Well, I still wave.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, they ruined so much. That was the worst part about the Charlottesville thing, that, you know, the person died. But the fact that, like, it ruined tiki torches.
I would have pissed, so this might be too touchy, and you guys can edit this out if you want.
Sure.
All right,
but
well, here we go.
When that thing happened in Charlottesville.
Yeah.
And that car blasted over all those people.
Yeah.
Like, I would have paid so much money to see the marketing group at Mustang or like Ford, like when that happened.
Oh, because it was a Dodge?
Like, oh, it was a Dodge. Yeah. Sorry. And so, in the Dodge marketing group, like, they're like, don't know if you guys all saw this. And they just put it on.
See how
and then
fast our car
like,
went from 0 to 60?
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, this is a nightmare.
Yeah.
Why couldn't it have been a Chevy?
Right. Because you know, like, this clip is going to be played over and over again.
I thought you were saying they were piggybacking on it and being like, look how fast it went. Get the new Dodge.
Amazing commercial.
Oh, you're saying they'd be
devastated they were.
Okay, I got you.
They were like, oh, this is the end. Why did it have to be hardcore?
Yeah. No, that's...
Hey, that is an absolute thought. I mean, because... That's something that
it's the worst commercial you can have.
Now, like, if it was an anti Nazi running over a group of Nazis, maybe
good.
Dodge would jump on the bandwagon
jump
and be like,
on it.
Dodge, when you're looking to take out some Nazis on a
when
Wednesday
you're trying
afternoon,
to kill some evil hate group.
Yeah,
that's
this
fine.
Is the Ford truck, you know, like whatever.
Yeah, the new Ford truck looking to kill some Nazis, but also
Chevy.
Want a heated seat.
Chevy can only kill 23 Nazis
at
once.
Plowed through. This is great news.
With the rear view camera, now great for parallel parking and killing Nazis. Hi, I'm Sam Elliott or
that's
Tom Selleck.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
You know how many Nazis you can hit off the hood of this thing before it even stops?
It's got
hundreds.
Nazi resistant windshield wipers. So
guess
that Nazi
how many
blood
Nazis you can kill in the Ford F-150. Sip. All of them. That'd be, like, it's, it, but the problem was it was the reverse.
Yeah.
Dodge is like, oh, now
no, we want no part
of this. Nazi driving.
Yeah. Yeah.
And well, the hood's falling off. This is not good.
No
manufacturing.
Good.
Well, because we've all had this happen to us now where because we're comedians after the Louis C.K. thing, then a bunch of people in freaking interviews.
Yeah.
We're coming, so it's like, so you're friends with him, right? We're like, oh, yeah, no.
Well, it's funny. It's like they asked me who my, you know, they always ask the same questions on these radio things. And they're like, who are your influences? And I was like, oh, you know, I like Brian Regan and Dave Chappelle, the usual suspects, you know, Daniel Tosh, you know, Jerry Seinfeld. I would say Bill Cosby and Louis C.K., but I'm going to leave them off the list for a little while.
Yeah.
And they were like, ooh. And like, I was like, no, they are great comics.
Yeah. You can't
who
take
are the, horrible, you know, sexual deviants, but whatever. Also, hey, when all that stuff happened, did you start thinking to yourself, what have I done anything? Did you start going through your mind, like, all right, what's something?
Kind of. Where you go, like, well, shit.
Well, you think about the instances, that you've been in. And then, I mean, you know, thankfully, I think we can all probably safely say that, like, never in
nothing a, like that.
Yeah, like Jesus. That. Like, that's, first of all, I mean, I feel like it's always been reciprocated. You can read the room.
It's always been consensual.
When I've gotten to any point
call me
in
an
the
old
night,
soul, but my favorite sex is consensual.
Yeah, dude. It's
oh,
always
really?
I've never
you're into that consensual sex.
I like when she enjoys it.
Oh. I'm proud to say I've never misread a situation.
Sure.
And look, sometimes are there situations where you things happen and you kind of both agree, or one person's like, well, maybe not this, and you go, cool. And you adjust.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's the right move as a person and with integrity and decency.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
You don't go
going.
But look at this part of the dick.
Right.
Louis. Or I don't know what you did, but like,
well, I'm afraid Louis's gonna report me for jerking off in front of him. One time I trapped him in a green room. He's like, I heard you're into this. He's like, stop it. Like, no.
It's like, no.
I will not.
It has to be a woman, and I be the one jerking. You're like,
I'm
not,
6 foot
today.
4, and you ain't getting through this door. I've never done anything. That's one thing I find so fascinating about this Kevin Spacey and like all of them is that like I've never murdered anyone. Mm-hmm. And I've never raped anyone or sexually assaulted anyone. And it's been the easiest thing I've ever done. Who is struggling with these? Like, oh, God, I did a whole week without sexually assaulting someone.
I mean,
good on me.
Yeah. Or like, it's been a whole 2 weeks. I'm kind of getting twitchy right now.
Right. I've never struggled.
Yeah, I'm 6 months sober from not harassing people with boobs. You're like, dude, see, just the fact you said harassing boobs.
Yeah.
Means you're a creep.
Means you're a weirdo.
Yeah.
Although I just learned the other night that people from Ireland say they go for a creep. And that's their, like, we're going to go for a hang, a stroll, going out. Yeah.
Creep around.
Yeah. He goes, we're going to go for a creep. And I was like,
you mean like a crepe?
That's what I said. I go, you're mispronouncing it. I go, if you're going to be in this country, say our pastries correctly.
Yeah. Don't
and it's not even our pastry.
Don't be all fruity. Creep.
Go out for. Yeah. That's. That's kind of like now the
you
want to
go out for
equivalent.
A stock?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like when British people call a cigarette a fag and they're very like nonchalant about it. It's like, dude, you know that's a word that Americans aren't necessarily comfortable with, so maybe just kind of...
It's weird.
Maybe don't say it and then like...
You're like, that's a slur for homosexuals. And like, oh, we call them cunts. You're like, well... That's also not a good one.
Yeah.
That's actually a marijuana cigarette.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. All the terms are all screwed up from the people that created our language.
Have you been overseas for Better Late Than Never?
Yeah.
And this next season...
Coming back in January?
Yeah, January 1st.
Wow.
New Year's Day.
Yeah, which we start press for it like next week.
So like, hey, here's how you nurse your hangover. You get yourself a Bloody Mary, a big greasy burrito, and you sit down and you watch Better Late Than Never.
I want to think that's a great time to have a show on like that because people are going to be, I'd say 98% of the country is just chilling.
Yeah.
And there's football, but guess what? You've been watching football for the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You're going to want something.
I don't know anything about, like, all that. It's so funny how, like, they're like, oh, we got a real good time slot. And I'm like, I never know what these are. Like, I don't know. Yeah.
What other good times?
I think
when my Comedy Central Presents came out, they put it on at, like, midnight on a Friday on Comedy Central. I was like, I don't think people are going to see that.
So
I'm like, no, it's a great time slot.
It's like, is it? What?
I don't know. So I don't really know.
They base it off of numbers and what's been there previously. You know, it's like that's why when Will Smith had Big Willie Weekend, it was like they named it that because
July 4th.
You don't know about that. It was July 4th.
Big Willie Weekend.
Yeah, dude. Once he had Independence Day, then it was Men in Black,
Wild Wild West.
And I think I
like all
was iRobot in there.
Maybe
It was just, it was, he called it Big Willy Weekend because it was like, they kept giving him that slot for movies where it was like, another big blockbuster from Fresh Prince.
What a great
Prince.
Term.
Yeah, isn't
big
that great?
Big Willy Weekend.
Yeah.
Also,
is it funny,
like,
that I remember that?
He's also subtly being like, ladies?
Yeah. Well, now Saturday has come out and said that years ago, Will Smith.
Oh, really?
Sexually assaulted it.
Oh, boy.
He had a big, he had a Big Willy Weekend.
I'm so fascinated with this subject. I really am. Turns out everyone is Andy Dick in this show business.
Wow.
Right?
Those are some crazy stories.
For years, Andy Dick was doing this like on the reg, and everyone was just like, what a nut, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But now it turns out like lots of guys are like Andy Dick.
Yeah. I remember one time I got a gig because Andy Dick got fired because he put his balls in someone's drink.
Oh, yeah. That's not even weird for him.
No.
That's how
Tuesday.
He stirs drinks.
I couldn't find a straw.
Yeah, exactly. I do what I want.
You just did gigs in Alaska.
Yeah, it was awesome. You ever been up there?
I have been.
Oh, yeah. I knew you have because they told me that you had.
Yeah. And
I have, too.
And,
yeah?
To Chilcoot Charlie's.
Huh?
All right. I made it up. No, oh, yeah, it's, yeah. It's a real place. I went there for a week. And it's
Were you
this...
with Jerry and Glenn? Glenner?
Don't
doing
remember.
Shows.
They're the ones who do like, all the comedy up there.
Yeah.
Are they friends with Stanhope?
No.
Maybe.
All right.
Yeah,
so these people ran this this bar that's been there for like 50 years, and it has like 9 different bars in the whole bar, and then there's one space for a comedy. And it was dope. I can only imagine. But this is when I was 2 years in. So it was
a thing where
it was like, I can headline 2 years in?
You know,
but it was like dope, but it was in the middle of nowhere, so people were there.
They're
and
like
it was,
troops. Yeah. Like, thank you for coming.
And yeah. I was making,
we don't even have to like you. We're just happy to have entertainment.
Right.
And I didn't
thank
know
you
how
for your service.
I didn't know how beloved killing moose was for them. So I started making fun of it. I was just like, I was like, who's killing a moose? I go, I understand if you're going after a spider or a bear, something that's coming at you that can have some
spider
poison
hunting.
Or some really like it's going to cause harm. I go, what's a moose going to do? You beat you in a staring contest? and silence, and then people yelling at me because they have like and they had. A whole section of the bar that had like moose meat,
of
like where they were like holding up. And one guy was like, "That's how I make my fucking living." And I was like, "Well, there's chickens too, man." He's like, "Fuck you, man." You know,
that's hilarious. Not up here. You're trying to like literally.
Yeah, I thought I was being
it's
all
like going
like,
to church and being like, "Can you believe this Jesus guy?" Nobody believes that. Like they'd be like, "You got the wrong crowd."
Right. I can believe. I can understand if you believe in spiders or bears.
And then the priest is like, "That's how I make my living, motherfucker."
So the shows were great?
It was great up there. Yeah. It was so much fun.
Is it a comedy club or
there's four places.
Yeah, there's
three places, four shows.
Kodiak Jacks.
Yeah, listen to those names.
Blue
Kodiak
Moon.
Jacks.
Yeah.
And then one was called Clearwater Lodge, which is like up in Delta Junction, which is a far drive. Mm. And then a Blue Loon.
Blue Loon's the best one.
It's the best one. That's why they put it on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
But also I like whenever somebody like one of the shows someone like I don't remember what happened, but I was like, "Hey, you can't take anything serious when we're playing in a place named after a fucking bird, like a blue loon is like the state bird, I believe."
Yeah,
or a bird that's up there.
But you got to go dog sledding.
Yes.
That as he drinks his rose petal water.
Are you enjoying it?
I like these little grippies on the side.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah, it's like a. I don't know. I like it. Yeah, I went dog sledding.
Yeah.
It was awesome, man.
Yeah.
That was amazing footage. That to me was, look, I think we've all experienced some things where you go, man, thank God I chose this business and thank God I stuck with it and put in work enough to get to do this.
Yeah.
And when I'm watching you dog sledding, dude, I was just like, that was a moment for me where I was like, dude, that's unbelievable.
It was so fun.
I want to do that so bad. And guess what? I can almost guarantee you wouldn't go out of your way to. Well, maybe you would. You're a very adventurous dude to do that anyway without comedy. But maybe not. You wouldn't.
I wouldn't be in Alaska where that would be a thing.
No,
right.
Yeah, it was so freaking fun.
Yeah, because
and I kept giggling the whole time.
Yeah,
because I like just like dogs anyways. Like if we see a dog outside, like I'm that annoying person that's like, oh, can I pet your dog? And
that's
I ask
the
all the same
of Brad.
Questions. Really?
Well, like if it's a small dog, I'm all about it. But if it's a big dog,
forget it.
I'm cautious.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So keep that in mind. If you're ever walking down the street and you see a big dog, and you like you encourage the owner to let the dog off the leash to like hang out and play, you're putting Brad's life in danger.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Because the dog. Because the dog may just like look at me and be like, I'm pretty sure that squeaks.
Do you say that on stage?
I do.
That's so funny.
I do, unfortunately.
Wait, so take
no, not unfortunately. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Take me
I just don't like using bits on the podcast.
No,
but
that's it's your joke. You can say it whenever the hell you want.
It's also true and
that's
funny.
How life works.
Yeah.
I do jokes all the time.
Have you?
You guys been to the gym? I'm just kidding.
Wait, walk me through.
What's the deal?
Walk me through meeting the guy who takes you on the dog sled. Do you meet the dogs first? Does he say, do you have to get to know them?
You pick your sled. You drive up. I don't know what to expect. And there's like 56 dogs that are all like, they got these chains that, it sounds awful, but it's not. They're leashed to a box that's like their home, like where they like just chill during the day. Mm-hmm. At night, they sleep in a big area together, like a big dog party, which sounds amazing.
That sounds like gay slang.
Dogs. It was so cool. Yeah, some download dogs.
Yeah.
Some download brothers.
Going to that dog party, there's going to be tons of wiener cleavage.
Lots of pink dog dick.
lots of lipsticks. So many lipsticks.
Oh,
all,
my God.
All out.
All right.
So they're all leashed to their boxes, 56 of them.
Yeah.
And then the second a car rolls up, they all just start like howling and like barking because they're like, they know they're going to get to run.
And that's what they love.
They love running. Yeah. They love running. I don't think they enjoy the sitting. I think they like the running.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and tourists come up or whoever wants to do it, but it's not a lot of, you know, not a lot of Alaskan
tourists.
Know, people coming and going that
right,
much.
Right.
And the people that live there, they're like, they all know people that dog sled, so they're not going to these places. But anyways, and then they had like a team ride it for me. I got to go with the owner. She was like this nice lady. She answered all like my dog questions. Then she let me get on the back and drive it.
Wow. Yeah.
Which was insane.
Yeah. And because I've done it too, and you drive it, but it's the dog's
doing everything.
Yeah, the dogs know where they're going.
When also, like, it was like when I went horseback riding once, the horse like knew I was a coward and just kept like going, like not listening to me. And the guy that's like on the guide is like, "You've got to be the boss." I was like, "Hey man, this is a giant horse, man. He's the boss." And they're like, "No, you've got to tell him," because he kept wandering onto a different path. Because I guess the horse knew his food was down there. Mm-hmm. And the guy kept yelling at me like, "Be a man. Tell the horse to go the other way." I was like, "Nah, man. This horse wants to eat, man. Let him eat." Like, yeah. Same thing with the dogs. It didn't matter what I said.
Yeah, it's
they,
like,
they
by
the
way,
the
it's a fucking horse. Like, you're not going to be like,
he's in charge.
I'm not Seabiscuit. Wait, was Seabiscuit the horse or was that Tobey Maguire?
That was the horse.
Tobey Maguire didn't play a guy named Seabiscuit?
Probably. I mean, he looks like a Seabiscuit.
You're right. First celebrity you ever met in L.A. was Tobey
Maguire.
That's
right. You know, it's one of my favorite stories.
Tell it again.
No, it's not to tell. Like, I like the way the sound he made.
Yeah.
Do you remember it?
Yes.
I said, so like, I'm just, like, I talked to like everyone.
Yeah. Know? He's maybe a week into LA. And we're hanging out at a coffee shop. He's staying at my place. And we go to a coffee shop around the corner. And Tobey Maguire's there in a full bike onesie with his wife and kid.
Yeah.
And Jeff has not seen a celebrity yet.
Right. So you're like, oh my God, they do
and
exist.
And I just was like, what's up, man? Like, that's like, I acted like we were good pals.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone does that. So he just went
like he wanted to say something, but then goes, no.
Yeah.
No. But he was halfway
just came
out.
Like a weird chirp. Well, because
like maybe he had the instinct of like, well, this guy obviously knows me.
Yeah.
Have I met
maybe,
him before?
Yeah, we worked together.
I think he was thrown off. Yeah, that's
was
what.
He,
and then he
was
turned
my
and looked.
Stunt double on Spider-Man 2.
It was like a little dolphin noise.
Yeah.
It was so weird.
It was adorable and very weird.
Yeah.
Wait, so.
And I don't even like him that much.
How much of a.
And I was just so
trying
to see
him. Yeah, mm-hmm. This moment was for me, man.
I could name 1,000 celebrities I'd rather like talk to, but I saw him. And I was like, "Hey, what's up, man? Like you've been a part of my life on TV."
Yeah, yeah. As how much of the movie Snow Dogs is reminiscent to the actual?
I've never seen it. Was that Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Yeah, that was the movie he made after Jerry Maguire.
Oh, really? Was it?
So he goes.
That's a paycheck.
So
money.
He goes. Jerry Maguire. Movie. Snow Dogs.
Wow.
He probably got like $20 million for that. You know?
Really?
You win an Oscar and then they go, dude, will you mush these dogs for Disney?
You gotta do it. Also, I might do a Snow Dogs movie just because I enjoy being around those dogs so much.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
He might have thought, I like dogs. Get to be around a bunch of dogs.
I've always wanted to go to Alaska.
Yeah.
Now you,
Bo told me it was great.
It? Yeah. Also, the Simpsons movie filmed in Alaska.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it was the Simpsons movies in Alaska.
But it's filmed in Alaska?
But it's animated.
Yeah, but Alaska's the setting.
I feel
have this has been it? A moment with like, Jeff Dye's brain.
I feel like I'm feeling like the guy that just tried to dissect a joke and then ruined it.
No, you didn't. No. That's really where it was, I think.
Oh, okay.
The Simpsons like, movie was in Alaska.
The setting was?
Yeah. They drive to Alaska.
Yeah, and then he goes
oh,
on
they do.
And then he goes on the ayahuasca trip or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
You ever done ayahuasca?
I've not. I'm scared because
he's taking 3 NyQuil and 1 DayQuil.
Well, because I'm like,
you're afraid there'll be dogs there
when people
when you're tripping
when people take ayahuasca, they see midgets. So it's like,
you're kidding.
What do I see then?
Yeah, you just see giant, like 100-foot men.
I don't want to know. Like, I'm
is that
good.
True that when people see ayahuasca, they see that?
Not every time, but one of my friends did it and was like, yeah, and I was surrounded by midgets. I'm like, I don't want to know about that.
You're like, also, midget is not the proper nomenclature. Or is it? Can you say that?
I can.
You can.
Yeah.
I don't want to be wrong.
You can to me, but then if you say it to another
say it
dwarf,
to you
then.
Either.
No, I'm cool.
Dwarf.
With whatever. Yeah. But see, that sounds weird to me.
It does?
Yeah, dwarf sounds weird to me.
What should it be?
Big Dick Magoo.
Ooh, I like that. You know, my friend Brad, he's a Big Dick Magoo.
Oh, he's a Big Dick Magoo.
Like, what is that? You're like, oh, you're so uncultured.
You're not woke.
You don't even get it.
You're
so insensitive. You just walk around saying whatever you want.
Right.
Brad is a Big Dick Magoo.
Yep. That is me.
He is a great guy.
And you need to be sensitive to that.
And he's exactly like me and you, except he just has to adjust the seat way more when he drives.
Right.
That's it. That's the only difference between us.
Yell at the valets. you said you'd be in a Disney movie, but you recently went to Disneyland, and you got into something that's called Club 33.
Yeah. I've been there twice now.
Yeah?
What is that?
Now, I've been there. I know what that is, but it's insane. Adam, this Club 33 at Disneyland is like Disneyland's exclusive club.
It's the most exclusive thing that I think I've ever gone into, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Out of all the things I've done, that's the hardest. As far as, like, I heard a story, like, James Franco tried to get in there,
mm-hmm.
and they wouldn't let him in. And
he's
like, I'm on the Wizard of Oz. Like, and they're like, nah, sorry, like, that's not how this works.
Right.
And then he eventually got in when they, like, made a sequel, because he, like, put it in his contract, and it was such a nuisance. And Disney was like, all right, let's
fine,
we'll, use it as, like, a publicity
thing. Yeah, we'll get you into Club 33.
But, it's great. The only problem is, like, I will recommend people go at lunch, don't go at dinner.
Because that's when it's crowded.
No, not crowded. It's just that dinner is like 3 hours long.
Mm.
You don't get to see the food, so you're just making choices based on like words on a menu. It's mm-hmm. really expensive. Whereas lunch, there's no dress code. It's a buffet, so you can see the food before you put it on your plate, and all the food's great.
Okay.
Club 33, lunch, not dinner.
Do you get
That's
to meet
Jeff
the characters
Guy's, right?
firsthand? Or?
Oh, you know what's an interesting thing? In Club 33, when it started, Walt Disney, who's this old dude, right? He
we're aware of who Walt Disney is.
Yeah, he made Disney.
You mean he didn't open Disneyland 2 weeks ago?
He invented Disney Mouse. So he had Club 33, and what it was is this place where he'd like tell like let's say I wanted a loan from you, or I wanted to work with you, or I wanted you to be mm-hmm. on a Disney guy.
Yeah.
I would say, hey, why don't you let your wife and kids play at the park? We'll go talk business. And you take them up to Club 33.
Wow.
It's a place where you can smoke cigars. It's the only place in Disneyland you can get alcohol.
Yep.
And then they would like have like a meeting. And what he would do is he would go, all right, hey, you know what? I'm gonna let you guys think about what we just discussed. I'll leave you guys alone. Speak freely, and then when, you know, come get me when you guys are ready. And they go, okay. And then he'd leave, but there's an animatronic vulture that's in Club 33.
Love those,
that's
but
over
terrified
the
of
table.
Those.
Yeah.
And it had a speaker in it, so Walt would go listen to what they were saying.
Oh, my God.
While he was away. So then he would sometimes come back if they said some stuff and be like, hey, you know, guys, I thought about it, and I just don't think this is going to work out. Like if they say some like insulting thing.
Yeah, right. They do what you do when someone leaves the room. Like, you confer
like,
about
oh,
what
man.
Just happened.
Walt Disney didn't know he smelled like farts.
Gangster.
And
what a fat idiot.
Yeah, like,
oh,
fuck
fat
that.
Fat idiot, huh?
Yeah.
Fat
idiot,
he's not
huh?
working with you.
Yeah. Yeah. The vulture.
Yeah, that's
that's amazing.
You will never bang Minnie.
She was on her way up.
Yeah, but now you blew it.
Yeah, Club 33 is where she does her best work.
And you also tweeted out that Space Mountain is the best ride to fart on. Why is that?
Oh, that's true, man, because it goes so quick and it's dark and no one hears it.
Yeah.
So you're just like... You can just
fart, nobody knows.
Yeah.
I imagine that that's like space, too. Like
everyone's
real
screaming,
space.
Too. Do you know how many people are... So every time Jeff Dye goes down the drop and puts his hands up, you're just ripping a big fart.
Well, I happened to
everyone's
fart
screaming
when I was
over
on
it.
Space Mountain, and mm-hmm. I got out, and I was like, man, if we were in line or if we were somewhere else, I'd have had to be like real embarrassed about my fart. But not on Space Mountain.
Yeah.
Space Mountain, you just fart.
There's also so many smells from like the Disney water and the log ride and other like foreign odors that have come from around the
People
world
just
to
think
see
that's what space
the Disney
smells
mouse.
Like.
Yeah. It smells like farts.
Oh, Space Mountain. I was thinking of Splash Mountain.
No, Space Mountain.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
dark
that is
in there too.
Yeah. Well, it's dark because guess what? You don't have time. It's moving too fast to turn around and try to claim the fart.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, attach it to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, if you're on an airplane, you're moving so slow, dude. You literally, at
no
least you feel like it.
No one smelt it, so nobody cares who dealt it. That's
and
what
that
Space
is
Mountain
the wisdom
Space
of Jeff Dye.
That's Space Mountain's poster.
Yeah.
Space Mountain. Don't worry about
where
who
farts
dealt
go to die.
Now you're here, and when this comes out, you're going to be in Tempe, Arizona.
I'm going to be at the Tempe Improv.
Tempe Improv.
Yeah.
And now, if someone's listened to your album, Live from Madison,
yes,
which is currently available on iTunes, is it going to be all new material at Tempe Improv?
Yeah, it'll be new. Yeah.
You've turned around the hour. That
hour was, I worked on for a really long time, but it was, about a year or two ago.
Yeah.
So that's why we did the album, is because I had new stuff ready to go.
Got it.
Yeah.
That's amazing, man. It's weird because as we go on the road sometimes, I hear about some comics that pass through. They're like, yeah, he's been coming here for 10 years and he always has the same act. And I go, man, I would just kill myself.
Well, and also it's funny that you say that. I always think to myself, when I hear that, I get a little bit encouraged. Like, oh, good. Now I don't have to feel that guilty about repeating this joke or this bit. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Don't you feel a little better about it?
Yeah, because then it's like, oh, so because the aforementioned Louis C.K., when he came out and be like, yeah, I do a new hour every year. I
hated that.
Dude, Louis, you're fucking it up for us.
When also
that, like, and the jerking off in front of women, too.
Yeah, now he's really screwed up.
You're really screwed up for
dudes.
Well,
if you think about it, like Ian Bagg, right? He does so much crowd work, and he's such a genius that every show is different.
Right.
But I get so jealous about that. I'm like, damn, because that means, like, because sometimes someone will like my show, and they'll say, hey, we're coming back tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
And I'm always like, ooh, that might kill the illusion.
Right.
You know, like, because I work on these jokes, you know, and, like, I repeat them over and over and make them better. And, like we all do. But the thing with, like, I try to be prolific, but when I hear, like, Greg Giraldo, they're like, oh, Greg Giraldo did the same hour, like, every time he came here for 8 years, and I get excited, like, oh, good.
Because he's a genius.
I don't need to feel that pressure to put out something new like every single month.
Well, I think sometimes comics get a little too much in our heads where we think that if someone saw us a year ago, they're going to remember every joke. It's like, no, they'll remember maybe a couple of bits, or as you're telling, they're like, oh, I think I've heard this one before.
Right.
But for the most part, they're going to like it again.
Well, and also the like, I think about this, like, when I, like, a long time ago, I did this thing called Live at Gotham on Comedy Central, and I remember the next day going to Comedy Club and being like, well, I wonder if I should just scrap all that material now that I've done it on TV. And I was like, well, that's quite a presumption that everyone has seen my Live at Gotham. I bet, like, 12 people saw that today, like, to date.
Yeah.
Like, so, like, and I was like, oh, yeah, I don't have to worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
How often are you trying to come up with new stuff? Or do you sit down and try to write, or do you let yourself
get inspired? No, yeah. I write every day.
I believe that.
Yeah, but I don't, there was, like, a few...
Sometimes always jokes, or sometimes just, like...
Jokes, stories.
Yeah.
But it's still punched up stories. But the thing about it is that, like... there's times in my life where I've just been, like, busy with, like, other projects. Like, I'm shooting this thing for Paramount right now. And so, like,
nice.
I got a little sad, like, in La Jolla at the Comedy Store. And then I was like, oh, you know why I'm sad? It's because I'm not even doing anything, like, new or exciting. I was just kind of, like, going through the motions.
Yeah.
And I was like, then the next week was in Cleveland. So then I wrote, like, some new stuff or things that I've been meaning to try.
Yep.
And I had the best shows because I was just like, it made me happy.
Yeah. It's a game changer. If I don't have something new to go up with, and it's almost really difficult to get on stage.
Yeah.
Like, because, and even that one new thing, even if it's not all the way fleshed out, but, like, enough for me to,
it's exciting.
To commit to it. And then if it doesn't go well, you go, all right, cool. At least, you found some beats to try the next night, but it makes you, at least for me, like my other stuff that I that is a little more veteran material for me, that because I'm like, oh, cool, I've done this new stuff, and I'm riding that wave of excitement from that to do the new the old stuff again.
Well, I learned from John again too, like, go to your old joke books.
Yeah.
Some of that crap that didn't work when you
sucked
at comedy, you can do now.
Yeah.
The idea was still there.
Yep.
Right.
But it's just like, you weren't ready.
You know the beats.
You didn't know.
Wait, so the album you did it at Comedy on State?
In Madison? Yeah. Well, that's why I thought it'd be funny, because, like, most people, like, have, like, a big album. It's like, from Madison Square Garden. So, like, I just did it from Madison. Just Madison, Wisconsin.
But that's a great club.
It's a great club. That's why I did it there.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. And I remember the first time I got booked there, I was like, God, here I go. Small town Wisconsin. Okay.
I can't record an album from Portland or Seattle or any of these places, like,
yeah,
because any town that's really ahead of the curve on, like, recreational drugs and equal rights and feminism and like anything that's ahead of the curve on all the subjects in the world is always behind the curve on sense of humor 100% of the time.
Yeah.
You try to do a joke about like birds in Portland and they're like, well, I didn't really appreciate that because I work with at-risk birds who are amputees and that had some really misogynistic undertones. And you're like, fuck it, forget it. I'm not doing no jokes ever in these towns.
It does always make you mad when someone comes up to you and has like, yeah, you were good, but that one joke you did about that like one thing that applies to me.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating.
So,
to me.
But all those other jokes you did about other people,
yeah,
that's fine. But that one joke you did
one
that applied to me.
One specific subject that I'm weird about. Yeah, it's such an annoying thing. I was fine with the homeless stuff.
Right.
But when you made fun of, when you said retarded like that, that really hurt my feelings. You're like, shut the fuck up.
How often do you find in your, so you're going to Tempe this weekend.
Yeah.
Will you, do you in a city like that where I feel like there's stuff to do? Like, do you go out of your way to like
all day
hike or go to the pool at the hotel? Or
I'll do it. Like from more, like I'll
when do you get up?
I'll get up at like 9 or 10 because I drink. So like that's like sleeping in for me.
Yeah.
And then I get cleaned up. I find a coffee shop. Like I find whatever the best like local thing is. I Uber to it. In Arizona, I'll drive because I'm going to drive there.
Yeah.
And I'll like go to whatever the best coffee shop is that I can find. And then I'll write for my hour. And then after that 1 hour is done, I'm also like, yeah, that's the thing. You know, when you sit at a computer at a coffee shop, it's like work, and then like you look at something.
Yep.
Yeah, work, and then
media,
buy something on Amazon.
Yeah,
or something.
Porn.
Right. Yeah, jerk off at the coffee shop.
Right, exactly.
Actually, do you guys mind if I masturbate?
No, not at all.
Yeah. It's weird that you've been talking this long without.
Why are you blocking the door?
So I'll do that, and then we just look for fun stuff to do. Yeah. And that beautiful part, and this is good advice for any comic listening or you guys.
Wait, any comic or us, because we're not comics?
No.
Or
also you guys.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
The one in the comics in the room.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I use my comedy
tickets.
So if you're
a really good comic,
yeah.
Or Brad and Adam.
Or Brad. No, you guys are the best.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I don't even know the comics that listen to this probably aren't that good.
Shout out to you, Chris Porter.
Oh, I love Chris Porter.
Yeah, he's the best.
He's not listening.
He listens. He loves it.
I got a beef with Taylor Tomlinson we can talk about in a bit.
Taylor Tomlinson.
You know her?
Yeah.
She's the best. But I got a
beef. You got
beef?
All right, we'll squash it. Yeah.
We'll squash it.
Okay.
So the...
she listens.
So the... I treat my comedy tickets like money when I'm in these towns. I literally will go to like the coffee shop and be like, hey, I'm a comedian in town. Why don't you hook me up with that coffee and I'll get you some tickets to my show, which they give us those tickets anyway.
Yeah,
right.
So now I do it online. I'm like, hey, I'm trying to go to the Diamondbacks game on Sunday. And I'll word it like I'm not the one sending it, like it's my manager or something. And I say, you know.
Who will you email? The Diamondbacks people?
Yeah, I'll just figure out like PR, like whatever I can get in there. And then they'll be like, we'll give you 4 tickets behind the dugout. Actually, some of the pitchers here really like you. So there's a pitcher for the Colorado Rockies. He is freaking incredible, like the nicest guy. His name's Kyle Freeland. When I was in Denver, like I reached out to them, said, hey, you know, I'd like to come to the Rockies game. And they're like, oh, some of our pitchers actually know who you are. Like, if you can give them comedy tickets, which we get for free.
Right.
They're like, we'll give you some baseball tickets. So I was like, yeah, we can work that out.
Yeah,
you know?
That's
so
fine.
So we sat like right behind the dugout.
Oh,
like we had all
God.
Those things. I got to like hang out with some of the players.
Yeah.
And then they came to my show on Sunday. And then they've also gave me tickets when they play the Dodgers. Like, but I use them as for like concert tickets.
Yeah.
I trade my own tickets, which I get for free, for stuff.
Amazing.
Yeah. How do you think I got to know the Miles, the mascot for the Denver Broncos?
You met Miles?
Yeah. He took me on a tour of the stadium.
Is he nice?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah.
Being honest.
Because I read Mascot Magazine.
Yeah. I heard he can be a little squirrely.
He's the Louis C.K. of mascots. No.
Yeah, he's a redhead.
No, I reached out to him on Twitter, and then he's like, yeah, I'll give you a tour. I'm like, yeah, I'll give you tickets for
That's
sure.
That's awesome. Yeah, no, it works really well. Mm-hmm. And people forget. They go, I don't know if I would want to do that. Dude, it's great. My house is full of free stuff just from whoring out my credits online.
Sure. It's like who loses in this situation?
Nobody, man. It's great. Either they ignore my email or I get free stuff.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Did somebody tell you to do that? You just kind of
just thought of it.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, and also like I got a free foosball table that way.
Free foosball table.
Rugs.
Now you've got my attention.
You should see my house. I got a smart mirror. I got all this cool.
What the fuck is a smart mirror?
It's like a giant mirror that's like the size of that Adam Devine, Adam Ray poster.
Yeah.
And it just looks like a mirror. Right.
Okay.
It's nice. It's like framed and all that stuff. But along the side is all these apps. So it has like your Instagram and your.
So you're scrolling.
Twitter and
so you're scrolling pics.
So like, yeah, you can just like use it like while you're getting ready in the morning, like while you're as you got weather coming up, you can have stores, whatever you want on the mirror.
Wow. Okay. Cool. Yeah. And how'd you get that? You reached out to the Brookstone catalog and were like, hey,
a girl,
I've got tickets.
There's a girl that kind of helps me with this stuff. She's like, hey, here's a company. They'll give you X amount of dollars and the free product if you just plug it on your social media.
That's amazing.
Yeah. That's, which is easy.
You said you're going to drive.
Brag about it on my social media anyways.
You said you're going to drive to Arizona. Is that why not fly? So sure.
Well, my buddy Aaron Marsh is coming with me.
Cool.
And so I don't, like, he it's. Better for he wants to go home for Thanksgiving and all that stuff.
Oh, he's from there.
Yeah.
Oh, good move.
You're
just gotta drive anyways. That way, I have a car.
It is a nice. Yeah.
Plus,
it is a nice
the drive.
Drive
is easy.
Yeah.
And I bet it's cheaper than a flight.
Yeah.
It just cost me time.
Is that how what you're talking about? How you trade tickets for stuff? Is that how you got to meet Jeannie Buss and go and
no Jeannie
go to
Buss
Laker
is
game?
Just a huge comedy fan.
Really?
She loves stand up, and so I met her at the Playboy Mansion, ironically. And
oh,
then,
that night that Adam was supposed to be there?
Yeah, probably.
Fuck you, man. You know what? Oh, look at you with your parents that stayed together.
Yeah, you think you're so great because you got a dad.
Yeah.
Well, no, Jeannie just loves stand-up comics.
That's awesome.
So she's like been a fan of mine for a long time. And then, so whenever I want to go to Lakers game, I just text her. And she's like, sure.
That's dope.
Yeah, she's the best.
All right.
So let's talk about this Taylor Tomlinson beef.
Okay, let's squash it right here. Taylor... Guest of the podcast, friend of the podcast.
I love Taylor Thomas.
Yeah.
Very
She's
funny.
Very funny. Yep. Mm-hmm. Very talented. Getting a lot of heat. Getting a lot of work.
Sure.
All it should be. Mm-hmm. As it should be.
Okay.
She opened for me in La Jolla.
Mm-hmm.
And she just brought the pain every show. So when I got on stage,
so you
I had
could
to
not
like,
follow her. I understand it, Jeff.
In a way, yeah.
Oh, really?
I couldn't follow her by just being my normal self. I had to pull out the hits. Turn up my pacing. Like, I had to, like, literally do bits that I already know crush. Do, like, I couldn't, like, try new things or sit on my heels. Like, I had to, like, literally come out slamming because that's what she did for 25 minutes in front of me.
Yeah.
So, my beef is she has no business middling. She's graduated. You're
so
not
your
a
beef,
middle anymore,
so
you little
beef.
Twat. Get the fuck. You're a headliner.
So,
you're,
the beef is actually with the club owners and bookers.
Well, for her taking middling gigs. Like, what the hell's wrong with her? She should be on the marquee.
Yeah.
She just did Conan. She's getting her own TV show. The balls, the audacity of her to, like, come blow me off the stage was pretty fucking annoying. Every night, everyone going, oh, who's the girl that opened for you? She was great. Yeah, don't worry about her.
Yeah.
I'm the headliner.
Yeah, there has been several... features that I've had where I'm like, why aren't you?
Yes, I told her I'll vouch
headlining.
For you. I'll reach out to clubs. I'll tell people you deserve to be headlining. You don't middle anymore. You're about to get your ass fired off of my shows. I don't want you open
right,
for me.
What'd she say?
Because you're really good.
She was like, oh, that's really nice. Like, she was like flattered, but I was being honest.
Yeah.
I don't enjoy you getting on stage
and
just throwing fastballs for 30 minutes in front of me because that's the reason I didn't get to do any new stuff either. I was like very unhappy because I just had to like do. All the bits that I'm tired of telling.
Yeah,
that,
and there's
like, that crush.
Yeah, there's certain comics I know. Eric Myers opens for me sometimes. Where I'm like, oh,
I
God.
Hate opening. Eric Myers opened for me last time I was in the Tempe Improv.
Yeah,
and I hated working with him
because he destroys.
He destroys, and it's also like that they get used to his pacing, they get used to his voice, they get used to all that shit. So when you get on stage, they're kind of like, "Hey, bring out that weird guy from before." It's like, no. Like, you shouldn't be that. I don't know. Like, I don't like it. You should be headlining.
Yeah. Thankfully, I'm really high energy, and Eric's high energy, so it kind of matches well. It's not like, because I can understand where if Eric's really high energy or whoever is opening, and then, like,
I think I jokingly told him in the green room, I said, hey, man, you did great this weekend. You'll never open for me again. Ever. I'll make sure of it. If I turn up on Friday and they go, hey, your middle is Eric Myers, I'll say, well, tell him to go home. He won't be opening for me.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Bobby Lee used to do that to me when I was maybe about, you know, I'd open for him for maybe 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And we were going to the parlor and it was hometown shows. And he called me and left him a voicemail and goes, hey, man. And, you know, it just as you do when you do it all the time, you get better. And, you know, and I was been on the road with him. And it was, again, also 25 to 30 minutes where you're like, you get to a point where you're like, I've got a killer 25.
Yep.
And I'm doing it all the time and I'm in town. And so he calls me and he goes, hey, man, I know we're going to Seattle. I know it's your hometown. He goes, take it easy this weekend, man. He goes,
it's reasonable.
You're shooting for the stars and it's great, but I don't want to have to follow some fucking ruckus like rock star shit. And yeah. and he goes, so fucking tone it down.
When also,
and I started
like,
panicking. I called my mom. I was like, what am I supposed to do? She goes, you do what you do. And if he doesn't like it, then you should, then he'll fire you and then you'll go on anyway.
I
and
love that Puddin is just going to give you that sweetheart advice anyways.
Yeah. She goes, be you. And so I go there and, so Bobby was so, I mean, and look, and then he would go up
Bobby
and
Lee
crush. Could have
been like, hey, can you stop being so racist? And Puddin would be like, you say what you want, Adam. You are a grown man. If you want to be a racist, you be the best racist you can be.
You know what? And that's all I ask of my children.
Those Persians deserve to hear
hard. Yeah, go hard. What,
at least
whatever
you commit
it
to it.
Yeah.
Those Persians deserve racist, to hear about how they're good plumbers.
Right,
Mom, they're Italian.
Adam, don't, I think you're a sweetheart.
Don't be this closet racist, just subtly drops
shoot
hints
the
at the party.
Stars.
No, wear it on your sleeve.
But Bobby was very, and then he would go out and crush, and it was like, you know, just.
Well, the thing is, like, if you're performing to that level, and it's not even about not being able to follow. Like, I followed her fine.
Yeah.
And everyone, it was great. Yep. The shows were great. No one had any idea how annoyed I was with her. But the thing is, you don't deserve to be middling if you're at that, if you're doing that good.
You deserve to be headlining.
Yes, you should be at the show.
Because the whole feature spot is to prepare you for headline.
Yeah, and also should be like an up-and-comer, you know, like some kind of thing like that. It's not this lady who's arguably more famous than me right now. And then Jeff. Like, what is this crap? I don't need that. I love her to death, and she's wildly talented.
Well, I love that you're honest.
She needs
and
to stop taking gigs that are, like, opening. So annoying.
But, like, that it's, like, the best insult you could ever give someone. It's like, hey, you're too good.
You're too good to be here.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Go fucking make your own money.
Yeah,
it's
like Goodwill Hunting.
Now, on the flip
get
side.
Get out. I don't want to see you opening for me anymore.
Yeah.
On the flip side, have you had been gifted openers or a host that you've had to like do something about because you're like, oh man, this person is so new to comedy that they're so vulgar up top.
Oh no, I don't mind that. Like if you're really bad, you know, to be honest, like it is weird. Like, cause like I follow a lot of great comedians at Comedy Magic. Like I've had to follow Daniel Tosh. I had to follow like Joe Rogan at the Comedy Store one night on Tripoli's show. I've followed people, and then that wasn't a problem. Like, cause it wasn't like they were opening for me. It was just like it's a showcase. You know, so like sometimes if someone's good before you, you ride that wave, and if sometimes someone's real bad, that makes you look better.
Yeah.
But like I think just when it's like a host, middle act, headliner, it's tough when they're that like powerful. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. I know. Because they're expecting you to be good as a headliner.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, you're like, it would be like if you had an appetizer that was better than the steak.
Right.
You'd be like, wait, what?
Because it caught them off guard.
Yeah.
They're going, what? And she's a woman? A funny woman comedian? Oh my God. Like, everyone, like, the crowds are so back-asswards on that kind of stuff. They were, like, flabbergasted. Like, oh God, she was great.
Women with their opinions.
And we thought she'd be awful. You know, like, and so, like, there was this weird thing about that, and it was strange.
By the way, I do not want to skip over the fact that you said back-asswards. I'm now saying it that way.
Back-asswards. Is that how you say it?
It's almost, like, too brilliant what you just did. Yeah. Like, ass backwards, you made it back
backwards
asswards.
Backwards asswards.
Backwards asswards.
Sure.
Dyslexia is fun, isn't it, everybody?
Fantastic. I've made a career off of talking wrong. Not on purpose.
How many old people do you have coming out of the woodworks from all your success, like high school, middle school? What's the weirdest?
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, better late than never. You've had so much national exposure from your shows, but I feel like this one's pretty, like, because it's you're going around with guys who have so much exposure and are some of the most famous people on the planet.
Yeah.
So to be rocking with them, there's got to be people from like, I'm like, you know, last comic, probably a younger demographic, but now rocking with Winkler and Foreman and Bradshaw and Shatner. Like an old P teacher, I feel like would be like,
all of them.
I love Shatner.
I can't believe you're on there.
Yeah, right.
I will say this. This is a big pet peeve of mine too. And you guys probably get this. How many times, like, the sled dog thing, all right, like that I posted, or me going to Fox and watching football with Terry, or me, any of the things that I might post on social media because I'm bragging to everyone, like, look at the things I'm doing.
This,
you know?
Is,
like,
this is a cool life that
I'm sitting right next to the Lakers court with Jeannie Buss, you know,
right.
These kind of things.
And this is amazing that we get to do this because we wrote a joke.
Exactly.
It's amazing.
Also,
I don't enjoy
when
people, like, no matter what I post, just a lot of old people do this. Wow, you're so lucky. You're so lucky. You're so lucky. I'm not lucky, motherfucker. Like, I've worked so hard. This isn't luck.
Yeah.
It's such an annoying phrase, and I know they don't mean harm by it, but, like, the idea that I just, like, won a raffle, and now I'm sled dogging, and I'm not. I made this shit happen.
Yeah.
We've made all this happen.
Yeah. You're not
lucky to be in a movie with, like, Megan McCarthy. Like, you're not lucky.
Or Melissa McCarthy. That's
what I meant. Look, I'd love to be in a movie with Megan McCarthy, and I would be lucky to be in one with her.
Yeah.
Because she's not a real person, so...
Somewhere we have a listener named Megan McCarthy.
Going,
yeah, you would.
I'm a struggling actress, you bitch.
I'll be someday.
You'll never be in a movie with me now.
Isn't Jenny McCarthy's
cousin Melissa McCarthy?
No, I think she has a makeup artist that's her sister or something named Megan McCarthy. That's
okay.
All right. Well, she's not allowed on this podcast. How about that?
Yeah, she's doomed. I just ruined it for her.
Well, I think there is an element
of. You know what I'm saying? Like,
we're
not lucky.
You get defensive because do you think it's them deflecting their, like, I didn't go after something? And so, like, they're looking at you being like, oh, look at you. Good thing you fell into that.
Right. But, like, that's the idea. Like, how many times people go, how'd you get on that show? Well, what do you mean, how did I get on? Like, that's such a rude.
Right.
I don't know. And I don't think they mean it like that. But I do think it's an interesting.
Even the lucky thing, I think some of them are probably being genuine with, like, man, good for you.
Their intent is good.
Yes.
Yeah. But then it is a very easy way to just discount all the hard work and all the times that you drove to a sports bar that was an hour and a half away and made no money and then bombed in front of a bunch of drunks, but then learned something about yourself that night.
Right.
Dude, I remember doing a sports bar with you in Spokane when I was so pumped that you remember. Do you remember this?
Yeah.
And you were like, do you want to come out and open for me? And we drove out there and it was super fun. And we stayed at some little condo thing they gave us.
Yeah, some weird thing.
Yeah, but it was like a cool ass bar, but like.
Where we stayed, they put us in a house where there was an old man walking around in, like, tidy whities, and he acted like we weren't even there. He's like, hey. You're like, what do you mean, hey? We have to stay in a house with a guy that occupies it? Yeah. Like, it's the weirdest.
I think my girlfriend at the time and I, we stayed in this tiny little room, and then you were off in another room that was...
Yeah, and I brought back that one chick.
Oh, yeah.
Are we allowed to talk about this?
Yeah, whatever.
Years ago.
Okay. I'll tell you what I did last night. Okay. But at the time, Adam was dating this great woman. You know, I don't even know what she's up to now. I don't want to say her name, but...
Yeah, she's moved on and great, but I still keep in touch with her,
But she was very, like, you know... A, we were all young, so sometimes you're a little more judgmental when you're young because you haven't, like, experienced as many things. And then, two, she was very, like, she had strong opinions about a way a woman should carry herself, you know, like, oh, you know, a woman shouldn't be like this. I brought back the chestiest, fake boob, no clothes wearing, late night barfly.
Yeah.
Basically,
and I'm like, hey, I'm going to go fuck in this room
with
this lady I just met. Hey, Adam and your feminist girlfriend, enjoy the night. Like, it was the weirdest.
Yeah. Every woman that every guy secretly wants to be with, but then looks at his wife and goes, oh, no, I don't find that attractive.
Exactly. It was literally, like, the funniest.
But that bar was so packed and loud.
Awesome,
and I had never done a bar show like that. And it's so funny that I mean, I'm bringing that up because, like, I'll never forget that gig because it was such a, like you said, Brad, like, I gained so much from it because, you know, going out there with you, and it was like people were coming there to see you, and it was a road gig.
Yeah.
And then I get up there, and I remember when they wanted me to go up, the host did like a minute or two of something, not even a joke, just telling people to try to shut up. If we can turn the rest of those TVs off, fuck you. All right, turn off after the game then. Fuck you. All right, just leave them on. And we got Jeff's friends gonna come up and do some comedy. And I came up.
Fucking hate Jeff's friends.
Yeah. And he said to me, bring no friends. You know. And so I get up there, and I'm just like overcompensating with energy to try to get their attention.
Sure.
Yeah.
And because it was so new to try to fight a bar crowd and fight the noise.
Yeah.
And then I remember when there was at least 50 people up front and then a bunch of other people in the back watching. But it felt like a big crowd. So I was like, I'm just going to focus on these people paying attention. And then I tried to start doing crowd work and getting people in the back to shut up. And I remember it was such a struggle. And then for one moment, I got like a majority of the room to be quiet and did a joke that kind of got some laughs. And then it got noisy again. But I was like, oh, man, like I got it for a second.
Yeah.
And then remembered, though, walking out of there, all of the how tough it was.
Well, I think you're misremembering. I remember you doing very well, like very well.
Yeah.
Like, and also, like,
I'm sorry to focus on the negative because it was.
Yeah,
you know, that's what you do.
Yeah, but like. Those gigs, it's funny, like when you do triple runs or like Yuck Yucks runs or any of those things, I remember like how many nights going in and being like, like right when you open the door, you go, oh no, like this is where we're doing comedy? Like this, like, and like the nerves of like when it's going to start.
Right.
Someone coming up to you and be like, all right, we're going to start in about 10 minutes. You're like, oh fuck, there's no one.
Yeah.
There's not even a light on, you know, right. whatever. And so it's funny, it's like I had those exact feelings this weekend in Alaska, mm-hmm. like walking into like the Clearwater Lodge. I was like, oh no. But then when I got up there, yeah. I demolished because I was like, oh, that's right. Every time I'd ever done these gigs before, I wasn't good yet.
Yeah.
So it's like, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Like,
now
you can play a place.
Yeah.
And
now when you do,
okay.
now when you do Kodiak Jacks.
Right. It's
which
not a big deal.
Is up in Alaska. And that is like the bar that Roadhouse is based on. It's pretty.
It's called Kodiak Jacks, yeah. for God's sakes. It's brutal.
Yeah.
But like, but if you're good at stand up, they're going to listen to
yeah.
you. Yeah. It's and awesome.
It was great. So I want to make sure we get all the plugs.
Okay.
So you're at Tempe Improv this weekend.
Yes.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, this comes out Thanksgiving Day. So if you're in Arizona this weekend,
please come
go
out.
See Jeff Dye.
I don't know how many
he's
people
fantastic.
Are going to be there. We didn't do no press. You know?
January 1st is when the show comes back.
Better Late Than Ever, Season 2.
Yeah, and that is with Terry Bradshaw, Henry Winkler, George Clooney. No, George.
I wish.
Foreman. Oh, yeah. That was Clooney. And
that's
then,
so crazy to me, dude. Like, just
so fun
that you're with that, like that's so bonkers. It'd yeah. be bonkers to even be like, I'm doing a sitcom with them. You're traveling the world.
Yeah.
What the
I've
fuck,
found
dude?
That William Shatner. Like, I've stopped talking about my. I speak about my life in code when I'm around people,
mm-hmm.
just because I'm afraid they're gonna think I'm a douche that's like bragging. I was like, oh, I'm gonna go watch Monday Night Football, and then I stopped talking, and they're like, why'd you just stop? I was like, I don't. I'm going to William Shatner's house to watch Monday Night Football, and. And I watch them be like, ugh. Well, I wasn't. That's where I'm going.
You read the room. And you also maybe just start picking up on who can take that info and be happy,
right.
and who's going to be like, I want to bang out with Shatner.
Well, yeah, but that's the thing. Is like they always get all weird with me. Like, oh, he's just. I'm like, nah. Like these are people.
Yeah, dude, that's your life.
With like, what are you mad at me
yeah,
for?
Man.
I would pay.
I would
money.
Brag about it if I was coming to see Monday Night Football with you.
Yeah,
and you're nobody.
People.
Yeah.
That's not
Brad, can I talk to you for a second?
Okay.
Wait, what is William Shatner's house like? Is it trekked out?
Yeah, it's huge. Yeah. No, it's not trekked out.
Yeah.
In fact, he's kind of weird when you talk about all that kind of stuff.
Is he kind of like, I've done other things. Let's talk.
I don't know why. He just doesn't care about any of that
yeah.
showbiz stuff at this age. But the, it's
I didn't
funny.
Even know he was a football fan.
I don't, I.
More of a social thing?
Oh, I like to watch the Eagles.
What is weird? It was an Eagles game when I went to his house for Monday night. I was supposed
channel
to go
my inner Shatner.
This Saturday. I was supposed to go this Monday, but it's a Seahawks game.
Jeff,
so I skipped
come it. Over. Oh. Let's watch the game.
It's
I
good.
Made nachos.
What is funny that those long pauses are just when he's on TV.
Yeah.
If you know the real Bill Shatner, there's no pauses. It's just...
really?
He never shuts the hell up. That's the truth. I would kill for some long pauses.
Jeff, would you like to talk?
It is just nonstop.
Wait, I want to know about this next season, though. What was... Can you even talk about where you went to? And
I don't think we're supposed to say where we went. But
crazier than
the
last season.
Come back on in January.
Fuck yeah, dude!
Done.
You'll have me.
Done. Yes. Done.
Well,
because last year you went to Asia.
Yeah,
in
went
general?
To Asia. Just all yeah. Thailand, Japan. Mm-hmm.
Didn't you have a story of like with the monkeys or something? What was all the bats?
Oh yeah. Well, there was like my favorite part was I wouldn't shut up about this monkey cave.
Yeah.
There was like a cave
That's
full
right.
of all these wild monkeys. Every day I'd be like, "Hey, we going to the monkey cave?" They're like, "We're not even that country yet." Like, I was like, oh,
"We're at
man,
TCBY."
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. This is Arby's, Jeff.
Monkey cave sounds like the worst name for a strip club. But anyway,
dude,
moving on.
I'd be into that.
Yeah, I'd go to that. What are you talking about?
Hey, dude. How cool would it be if you went to a place where it is there's no strippers, but it looks like a strip club, but then there's just like 40 monkeys wearing bikinis.
I would go to that.
Yeah.
I would absolutely
and all
go to
these,
that.
You know, girls would want to go and that you have to sign a release like, "Oh, they might have diseases."
Well, maybe it's called and they're like, "Do you want to meet Donkey Kong's mom?" And you're like, "Who's that?"
Dixie Kong.
The 400-pound newbie.
Yeah.
Dixie
I'd
Kong.
Be into that.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Well, there was Candy Kong, Dixie Kong.
Yeah.
There's a lot of girl Diddy. Monkeys. But we could just put guy monkeys in bikinis too.
That's
no
fine.
One's
no one's gonna know. Hey, yeah.
And you
tricks
know
on you.
We'll hide it.
You're gay.
And we're not gonna judge.
You like a man monkey dance.
You let that monkey give you a lap dance, and it was a boy.
Oh. Wait. So, okay. So, is there anything similar to that you experienced? Like
oh,
something
yeah.
that you were like that you got out of your comfort zone for? Not really.
Not outside of my comfort zone. I think the only thing that was out of my comfort zone was we had to have this like dinner at the end, and we were supposed to like be real vulnerable with each other and tell the truth. And I remember just sitting there being like, I don't want to. Can't we just be silly?
I don't want to look into the eyes of Henry Winkler.
Yeah, these guys are doing like their last wishes. Like, well, I remember when I first came on this trip with you guys, I didn't know what to expect. And I was just like, this is so contrived. So I'm nervous at what that's going to be like when it airs.
Have you been texting George Foreman after he tweeted that he publicly wanted to fight Steven Seagal?
We have talked. In fact, I might have some good intel on this.
Because this is something that George Foreman tweeted out. He challenged Steven Seagal to a fight. I'm not sure why. I don't care why. I just want to see it happen.
Here we go. I said,
I love it.
Why are you trying to hurt Steven Seagal?
Okay.
And he wrote, it was just a Jeff Dye joke. The world was talking about it. Even Showtime. Ha ha ha. And then I wrote, I love it. I think you should fight him. And he goes, he wouldn't do it. Sure could make a good payday, though. So.
Thinking about it.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. And then I texted his son, Big Wheel. Also George Foreman.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
He goes by Big Wheel.
His son's named George?
To not have confusion in the household. Yeah. And it goes by Big Wheel. He was saying that his dad was real about it. He's like, no, he would fight him.
Oh, I'm sure he would.
And he would kill him. Big George, you ever seen like highlight reels of George Foreman?
No.
You know, incredible. They make those compilation
of
videos.
Of him grilling up chicken and steak?
Yeah, in between each one is him like, dude.
He's training.
Szechuan sauce. No, but it would be great if that fight happened. Yeah. I would promote it.
I think I may do a George Foreman and name all my sons Brad.
You should.
Yeah.
You're going to have a lot of sons?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I bet he's going to. I feel like Brad's going to have 5 kids.
You really?
Yeah.
Well, I never thought you'd get married, and now you're doing that.
Look at that.
How many kids? You want, like, what, 3?
I want, like, 2 or 3, but, hell, if a couple more get past the goalie,
I'm
cool
with
it. She wants, she wants 2 or 3.
Kids.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are doing it, huh?
Yeah. Immediately, too, right?
Yes. We're like,
what did you say? You say he's, like, the moment you open the door, you're going to be...
What's that?
You said you were going to start like as soon as you walked into the house.
Yeah, because we're going to buy a house.
Oh, what are you saving yourself to house buying?
Yeah, so we have like something to put the kid in.
Yeah, well, the kid's got 9 months to come out.
Yeah, but I want to make sure I got a spot rather than like, all right, well, I'm going to have a kid in my
apartment.
One bedroom apartment. Yeah. So I guess we'll put the crib in the closet.
That's how love works, man. You just make it. You know
where were you made? Next to the Funky Duck.
Yeah. That Jesus guy was born in like a stable or something. There was a bunch of there was like animals running around.
I believe it was a manger, but yes.
Whatever it's called.
I believe it was a manger.
Like donkeys and stuff, man. Like the greatest man ever was born in some humble ass thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mary wasn't like, can we put this off, Lord, until I maybe get a better place for
until
the baby?
There's a Tempur-Pedic and a chandelier above my head?
Yeah, the baby seems pretty holy. Maybe I could wait till I get my next Showtime special.
We're doing it.
Jeff, thanks.
I have a theory.
Yeah.
Okay, fire away.
That they turned Mary away from, because they said that the inn was full in the Bible, and that's why Mary wasn't allowed to stay there.
Right.
I bet they turned her away. Because they were like looking at her tummy, and they're like, "She's gonna have birth soon."
Yeah,
she's gonna give birth.
Yeah,
I like the way way you said it. She's gonna have birth.
She's gonna have birth here, and we
name the kid.
Do you know how messy childbirth is?
Very.
Yeah.
You can't be, if you own a hotel.
Right.
You can't be having ladies having babies in there.
Sure.
Stuff. This isn't like the hospital times.
It's pretty much if you see like four porn stars that are notorious squirters, just like walking
in like we like one
lobby.
Room. You go, no, you wouldn't.
No, you wouldn't like one. I want to clean this up.
Yeah, you're welcome to go to the pool if you want, but you can't. That's what I was. I'd be like, oh, while Mary was like filling out the paperwork, he was like, hey, how long? When are you due? And she's like, oh, any minute. Oh, you know what? Hey, we're full.
Yeah.
But if you want to come back, you know.
You can go in the pool, maybe
in
have
February.
One of those. Yeah, you can go to the pool, have some of those Scientology water births.
Yeah, in February, you can come back. But
there's a Texaco across the street.
Maybe wait
just
a little bit.
There.
Yeah.
Plus, it's Christmas. That's probably why it was full. Do you know what I'm saying?
That's a great theory. How long have you been stewing on that?
Well, the pregnancy part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The whole thing?
Yeah.
For like years.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but
I'm sure I'll see you hopefully
in
Seattle over the holidays, yeah?
Yeah. Yes,
are you going to go up there for a little bit?
Yeah, to go hang out with your family, not mine.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Putin would love to see you.
Yeah.
So
my sister has a big crush on you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She's married, though.
When has that stopped you?
Never.
You can still have crushes, right? Can't you have married crushes?
Dude, that's a yield sign, not a stop sign, baby.
Good night, everybody.
Show. That's the show. Hey. it's me, Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.